So we're approaching many graves.
Well, it was just straight out repression. And if it was going to be a matter of disrupting the traffic, well, then they would. So they decided to take the fight into the main shopping area, into Sydney Road.
And even if they had cast iron evidence now, which would have to be probably DNA, people still wouldn't believe it.
When you think, what an insult. Each widow was presented with a Singer sewing machine so that she could earn her own living.
There would always be the jury saying, why did this happen? Who was responsible? How can we prevent it happening again?
Dead and Buried is back for another season exploring more of our dark and criminal past.
This time we venture beyond Melbourne, taking to the road to uncover true stories of murder, love, loss and civil disobedience.
Yeah, like the small town of Creswick, where in 1882 two brothers working side by side are suddenly caught up in a horrific disaster.
Yeah, and I can't shake the image of the men just huddled there in this dark, smelly pit and really just not knowing if anyone's going to come for them.
I know, so chilling. And how the community came together was really inspiring.
Back in Melbourne, on the streets of Brunswick, we find out about Australia's most famous cage fight.
Oh, cage fight, like the Thunderdome.
Sort of, but minus the Mad Max leather and body straps. And by fight, I mean fight for freedom. It's meant to be a metaphor, but kind of sucks.
It's all right. I think it works, Carly.
Thanks for that.
So join me, Lee Hooper.
And me, Carly Godden.
For more Dead and Buried episodes coming soon.
Season 2 of Dead and Buried is supported by the Australia Council and Creative Victoria. Find us at deadandburiedpodcast.com, on iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast from.